The Pulse, WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God, and I am your host, John Fowler. Welcome to the podcast. Hope your day is going well. Please share, like, and subscribe, and download our app on the App Store for your Android and your Apple device. The Pulse WV Live gives you access to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, some of the best contemporary Christian music, Southern gospel from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with me, John Sandy, starting at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I believe. And Jay Mace, Pastor Jay Mace, is on at 10 a.m., I believe, every day. So we're glad to have you tuned in. We're talking about spiritual potholes today. And occasionally in our life, we will have these that will take place. And let me get the screen better there. And when you go through and when you, you know, especially this time of year right now, because it's winter time, especially in West Virginia, we've had a decent amount of snow that we normally don't get. The roads that they paved in the summer are starting to be eaten up by the salt from the salt spreaders, which they have to do. And so now you're starting to dodge potholes. And so we have to learn not only in a car to dodge potholes, we also have to learn how to, you know, with a car, you have to dodge potholes, but you also spiritually have to dodge potholes. And because the enemy is out to lie and to kill and to destroy you. So the spiritual potholes are the unexpected unexpected obstacles in your faith journey that can disrupt your progress. And also, it can cause spiritual damage if it's not addressed. So what many times what people do is they'll hide their sin underneath the rug, and it'll start stacking up to where there's a lump over the rug, and then you say, okay, I really need to deal with that. I really need to pray about that. I need to seek God about that. Well, what you do is you just begin to go around it, just like you do a pothole, or you straddle it to keep from hitting it. Because when you do hit it, what it can do is it can do damage to the suspension of the car. It can knock the car out of alignment. And that's exactly what happens when you hit a spiritual pothole. It knocks you out of spiritual alignment. So therefore, you have to trust in God to get you back where you need to be. So what happens when you do hit the spiritual pothole? This can come in a form of doubt. It can also be discouragement. It can be temptation. It could be just some kind of secret sin that you may be dealing with. But first of all, you have to recognize that the potholes can destroy you. And that is the first step of getting better, is to learn to avoid those things and to overcome them. You know, if you have a problem in your life, then you need to change things to where you're not around those things, where you cannot be tempted from the enemy. So when you encounter difficulties, it's important to pause and to take an assessment on that whole thing, just like I said, and begin to navigate using God as your driver and get His wisdom to be able to not hit those potholes. And man, I tell you what, I hate it when I hit a pothole. And you try to avoid all of them that you can, but many times at night, they'll sneak up on you. Acknowledge when someone is being hindered, and when something is hindering you from your spiritual walk, just begin to ask the Lord to help you. And if you're not growing like you should, you say, okay, Lord, what am I doing that's keeping me from, you know, developing a better relationship with you? Also, you have to reflect on whether your current challenges, the things that you're going on in your life, stem from you're neglecting prayer and you're neglecting Bible study. You know, if you neglect those things, it will weaken you. And then what happens is your spiritual suspension will not be able to handle the bumps. And also, you have to seek God's guidance to identify areas of weakness in your walk. It's your flesh walk, not your spiritual walk. So if you could get your flesh walk and allow your spirit to reign and have its way, it'll make things a lot better. And remember that trials are part of the journey. and it will strengthen your faith as you go through them. Remember 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and 13. Here's what it says. Watch ye steadfast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. And so that's what you have to do. And not only that, but if you look at the second thing that we have to do, the impact in spiritual potholes, just like in the physical potholes, can damage your car. The spiritual potholes can harm your faith, your relationships, and also it can hurt your testimony if you ignore it. It's time to deal with things. It's the first of the year. It's brand new year, 2025. Things that you dealt with in 24, begin to deal with those things now and get rid of them. Put them on the cross. Let the Lord help you to be able to overcome. And let me tell you something. It's okay to talk to God about an addiction. It's okay to talk to God about a financial burden you may be going through. Don't think that He doesn't know, because He does. But He wants you to confess. And if you confess your sins to Him, He is faithful, hallelujah, and just to forgive you of all those sins. So also, if you don't deal with these spiritual potholes, they can lead you to spiritual fatigue, frustration, and even a loss of focus with God. And if you're burdened down in ministry, you may want to take a couple of days off and just spend some time praying and fasting and seeking God, and He'll help you through that process. And understand that the impact of these moments can also motivate you to turn to God for repair and also for restoration. So remember that spiritual potholes can lead to doubts about God's plan for your life. You've got to be real careful there. And they can also cause you to lose momentum in ministry, in your spiritual growth also. If you leave these things unaddressed, these obstacles can lead to bitterness and also to separation from God, and you don't want that. Turning to God allows you to heal and to restore what has been damaged and what the enemy has tried to do. So if you look at Psalm 55 and 22, here's what it says. Cast thy cares upon Him, and He shall sustain thee. That means He's going to help you through it. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. And when you put on the whole armor of God every day, and when you've done all that you can do is to stand, continue to stand, because He is helping you. Only the enemy can drive you to your knees. And then when that happens, the devil is in a heap of trouble. So we are made aware that there are spiritual potholes. Now, how do you overcome them? To overcome spiritual potholes, you need to remain connected to God and relying on His strength. And you do that through prayer, through scripture, and also being around other believers. That's important too. You know, don't separate yourself from church because you don't seem like you add up. You know, because only by the blood of Calvary do we all add up to Him, but on our own, absolutely not. So believers, other believers can provide tools that you need to navigate through these challenges, because I guarantee you, you're not the only one. You may think you are, and the devil may be lying to you that you're the only one that's going through that particular thing. Don't do this alone. You don't have to. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to ask for instruction. Instead of being discouraged, see these moments as opportunities to deepen your faith and to grow in God. So you have to do this by spending time in prayer, spending time allowing God to strengthen you and to guide your steps. It's important. So meditate on His Word. It may be, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, you should read the whole Bible and read the whole New Testament in 150 days. Well, I want to encourage you to start with one verse and see what one verse takes you to, and then another verse. It's not about how much you read, it's do you comprehend and live by what you read. Those are the things that are important. So you have to meditate on God's Word to find comfort and direction during a trial. And if you're not going through a trial, I guarantee you, you will. And I'm telling you, you're going to surround yourself with a supportive community of believers that are going to help you through the process. And trust that God can use these moments to refine your character, because that's what it's all about. It's all about being what Jesus wants us to be. And James chapter 1, 2, and 3 says this: "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." Now, can I tell you, don't ever pray for patience. Don't ever pray for patience. Because if you start praying for patience, you're going to have tribulation to come your way. Let's see here. Who's watching today? Regina, good morning to you. Good morning, Donnie, Bishop Donnie in North Carolina. Glad to have you tuned in. Also, Barry Alderman. Hey, Barry, I want you to know that we pray for you all the time. And right now, I pray, Barry, that the Lord touches your body and heals you in the name of Jesus. I just want you to know we love you and we're praying for you. And glad you're tuned into the podcast. We do this 5 days a week, sometime throughout the day. It may be in the morning or later, but you're never too late. You're always on time. You can listen to it on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. We're on there, and you can go back and listen to past, present. You can't listen to the future ones yet because I haven't done them. Okay, so here's the next one. Learning from your spiritual potholes. You know, when you're going through these things, every spiritual pothole presents as an opportunity for growth and to be able to get you better. When you rely on God and allow Him to navigate your life, you know, to keep you from hitting the spiritual potholes that are in the road, your faith is going to grow and you're going to be where God wants you to be. So I want to encourage you to evaluate your walk. Where are you with Jesus? You know, if you're not saved, every one of us could leave this world just that quick. And the key to it is to be ready. Here's what people say to me all the time: "Well, I'm a good person." Well, that's great. I'm glad you are. The world needs a whole lot more of us. But if we've not accepted Jesus into our heart and our life, then we're lost. And we do not want to go to hell. Hell is not a piece of real estate that we are supposed to occupy. That is only for the devil and the false prophet, and we don't want to go there. But if you're not where you need to be today, you can change that. And here's how you do that. You say, "Father, forgive me of my sins." You say, "Come into my life and live." And if you prayed that prayer today, it's that simple, then you need to start getting in a Bible-believing church and start reading the Word of God, listen to good podcast, get behind some good preachers, and and then begin to build your relationship with God. Because one way or another, you're going to develop habits. Some of them are going to be terrible habits, but others are going to be good habits that are spiritual, that are things that God wants you to do. So you need to celebrate your faithfulness and bringing you through every trial, because I guarantee you, all of us will go through them as we know. And here's what the scripture says, Romans 8:28, "As we know, all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are called according to His purpose." Are we called to His purpose? That's the only reason that God put breath in you and allowed you to be here, is for the purpose of leading people to Jesus, encouraging people, and have them to walk with Jesus through their life and not go to hell, because it's not a place that you want to be. So if you prayed that prayer today, let us know. If you need a Bible, we will send you one free of charge, courtesy of the Pulse WV Live. And please share, like, and subscribe, and have a great day. We do appreciate all the ones that give to this ministry. There are several ways that you can give. It is on the screen for those that are watching. For those that are not watching and listening, text the word PULSE, P-U-L-S-E, to 1-304-244-3187. Go to thepulsechurch.com. You can give through PayPal. Or mail your love gift to P.O. Box 141, Gasaway, West Virginia, 26624. Thanks for listening and watching the Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God, and have a great day.